Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99. As a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass. You're going to be able to run if you allow yourself to sit weight gain. How low can I eat? How much exercise can I do without the weight gain but to maintain recovery? It's a game you're playing and it's a really dangerous game. You want to be on your healing journey, but you also don't want to be. There's too many conflicting goals and realities. Once you've had like three solid menstrual cycles, then you can go to the gym, lift heavy, eat, 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 and reap the benefits because hormones help you. Hormones help you adapt. They help you get strong. They help you be healthy. Hello, welcome back to my channel. We're doing a Q&A today. I have a question from Olivia. And Olivia asks, "Hey Dani, I'm emailing to ask you about how I can speed up the process of getting my period back and wondering if I'm doing anything wrong. I'm 15. I love that. I'm 15 and started my period at 13 and a half and 43 kilograms. At around 14 and a half, I developed an and about a year ago went into recovery. I'm working with a professional who knows about recovery, but doesn't have a large knowledge of HA. For about 9 months, I was eating around 2,300 to 2,600 calories a day and had stopped exercise completely. I have gained weight. I am now 44 to 45 kilos at 157 centimeters. And the professional I'm working with had allowed me to return to running, which I was doing well before I had an and has nothing to do with food compensation.
I have been running for about 5 months now and don't do it obsessively. Usually running about 3 to 4 times a week, most often anywhere from 2 to 5 kilometers, with the occasional 10K I have started doing with my parents. I did ask my nurse practitioner if this would get in the way of my amenorrhea recovery, but she said it wouldn't so long as I was at a healthy weight. For around 4 months now, I have maintained my weight at 45 kilos and have continued to improve my relationship with food and my body. I eat a range of 1700 to 2400 calories a day, usually falling around 2100. I do count calories despite it being a habit I am working to stop. However, I never let my knowledge of calories prevent me from eating when I'm hungry. I am wondering whether or not my period will just take a bit longer to recover or if I'm doing something to prevent it coming back. I have noticed signs of progress in recovery, bigger appetite, cervical mucus, thoughts shifting away from food, stronger sense of satiation, but still no period. I am hesitant about gaining more weight as I am concerned that my period might still not come back, or if I wait a while at this weight, my period might return without further weight gain. To get to the point of this email, do you think that running is preventing my period from returning? And do you think that there is a possibility that my period won't come back at this weight, even though it is beyond the weight I began menstruation? Also, one more thing. I was wondering whether or not drinking coffee in the morning, or in general, could put stress on my body and prevent my period from returning. Thank you so much for reading my email. I really appreciate your channel. Any advice you could give would be much appreciated. Thank you, Ingrid. Okay. So it was from Olivia. Maybe Olivia is your mom, Ingrid? I don't know, I'm confused, but that's okay. Ingrid. I hope I answer every question here, but forgive me if I don't manage to get all of the questions answered. This is great. Some of you are already, you already hear what I'm saying, and like you already know the things that I'm picking out of this email. You're just like, I know where she's gonna go with this. And some of you might not, so buckle in. First of all, you've been through a lot and you're very smart and you have already picked up on the true issues and you know exactly what to do. You know that the running isn't helpful, right? But there is conflict, you're conflicted because white coat syndrome, medical professional is telling you that it's okay. But you know that the medical professional just doesn't actually know. You know that the medical professional is a human being who's probably missing a piece of information. It's great that you have the signs and symptoms of recovery, and that's really promising. And it's maybe it's possible that you will recover soon by doing exactly what you're doing and changing nothing. But after a bit, if that's not the case, you have your answer, right? And here's the thing. You were talking about how like, you know, I feel so great. I definitely feel recovered, not having any of these issues. So, you know, am I probably going to be able to recover, you know, as is? But then you do say, I'm hesitant about gaining more weight as I'm concerned that my period might still not come back. Or that if I wait a while at this weight, my period might return without further weight gain. And that one sentence discredits everything else. It's not that everything else isn't valid. You have improved. You do have an improved relationship with food. Even someone without it feels the same way of like, I would love to not have to gain more weight. So I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. But just know that it means it is playing a role in your decision making. That you want to take the advice of the nurse practitioner and the ED specialists and all these things because it would suit what you want more. But the part of you that knows the truth is the person that's emailing me to hear the other side, the other perspective. If your biggest issue is, you know, that you might gain weight and not get your period back, and so then the weight gain wasn't worth it, you're not recovered from your... I want you to know that that is playing a role in your decision-making process, and that's a part of the problem. So you actually need to accept that you probably need further weight gain because it's, you know, what are you, 45 kilos? Yeah. You're going to be able to run if you allow yourself to weight gain. You are not going to be able to continue to you're trying to teeter on the edge. How low can I go? The game. How low can I eat? How much exercise can I do without the weight gain but to maintain recovery? It's a game you're playing and it's a really dangerous game. It's not going to go how you want. I would love for anyone with experience with this, experience with an ED, experience with just trying to kind of walk this line, to please chime in. You know, what was your experience? Where were you really coming from? You know, and it, here it says now you eat a range of 1700 to 2400 calories a day, falling somewhere around 21. And you do count calories. So you have little issues that you're still dealing with. So no, you don't get to play how low can I go. You don't get to play can I still maintain all my running and get my period back. You don't get to. You can try, and if you do, then fine. And I also want to see your chart. You know, I want to know, are you ovulating? Is your luteal phase sufficient? Are you producing enough progesterone? Are you producing enough estrogen? I want to know that. And like, good on you if it works. Have fun with that. But it's actually a gift when it doesn't work. It's actually a gift when the body says, I'm not gonna comply to you're crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that you're crazy. It's the voice that's crazy, right? And the body is giving you a gift when it says no.
Hey, do you know what your blind spots are? As in, do you know what it is, what the thing is that is holding you back from getting your period back? Look, it could be an absolute plethora, cornucopia of things, but in our practice, the first place we tend to go is what behaviors and habits do you have around food that you may be still doing? And these are called blind spots because we just don't necessarily always know that they're an unhelpful habit or that it's something that we're doing, whether it be a subconscious or conscious need to control our food or our body, or whether it be something that you've just done for so long that it feels normal and like a preference even. We have created a checklist. It's a 3-page checklist that goes through food types, behaviors around food, and mindsets around food. And what you do is you go through the lists and you check off and you see which ones are you doing, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how are they potentially affecting your recovery today. So it's a really simple checklist. It's just 3 pages. You go through it. There's a very simple scoring system to help you figure out how much this may be impacting your recovery. And it's just an insightful thing for you to do to help you reflect. And then you can journal about it, or you can learn more about it and just start really working at any of the boxes that you checked and understanding that they're playing a role in your recovery. So to get the checklist, all you have to do is go to thehasociety.com/blindspot, and we'll send it straight through to you. You can print it off and you can check on it every now and then. I always recommend a reflection point every like 4 to 6 weeks. How are you going? Are you still checking that behavior off, or have you, you know, systematically kicked it to the curb? So check it out. It's thehasociety.com/blindspot, and it will be waiting for you there.
We need to heal and we need to do this thing properly. That is serving you. That is a life lesson. That we cannot always have what we want in the name of some BS. That was a tangent. This was helpful. Let's see if we have another question that we can answer. Okay, Growtopia Cheats asks, hello. On my healing journey, I both want to gain weight and build glutes and thighs. I only exercise my butt for 10 to 20 minutes while lying on the ground, so I don't think it causes a lot of stress. Can I still get my period back? I eat a lot in one sitting, usually 3 meals a day. More if I want. No snacks because of Invisalign. No period for 8 months. I guess my BMI is just too low, 173 centimeters at 54 kilos. What if I increase both muscle and fat? So it's kind of a funny question, but it's just also a great question. You want to be on your healing journey, but you also don't want to be. So this isn't unlike, you know, the question prior from Ingrid. You know, you're like, I want to heal, but also like want to grow my glutes and thighs. But I hear you, you're not saying I want to cut and get super lean. So I think it makes sense. It's not unreasonable to say like, hey, can I like bulk? You know, like, hey, if I'm going to go through this, can I use this healing journey to also get mad strong and just feed myself like crazy? Two things here. One, no snacks because of Invisalign is not going to help you. If you're Invisalign, if you can't snack, you will need, you know, you can't just build tree trunks and a dump truck without your snacks. Probably if you do not have a menstrual cycle. Remember that building muscle is a stress response. So what you're trying to do is put your body under stress in order to grow glutes and thighs so that you tear muscle and it responds to that stress by adapting, building more muscle and getting stronger. It is a stress response. Right now, when you're in HA, that's not what we're going for, right? So the surplus of food you would probably need to eat would be past what makes sense or is reasonable for someone, especially who cannot have snacks. So it doesn't make sense. Like, there's too many conflicting goals and realities. You're gonna need to heal from the Invisalign, like whatever that means. Like, you're gonna need to like finish the Invisalign so you can eat frequently. You're going to need to eat one metric crap ton of calories in order for you to both recover and grow dump trunk and tree trunks. And it may still not be possible from what we have sometimes seen with people with recovery. So my recommendation to you would be get your period back, have your reproductive hormones on point, have that be the goal of your bulk, because then once you've had like three solid menstrual cycles, then you can go to the gym, lift heavy, eat, and reap the benefits, because hormones help you. Hormones help you adapt. They help you get strong. They help you be healthy. You stressing your body out so that your lower body grows is not helping you. And when you're doing it in a place of down regulation where your body is not at full capacity, you're actually gonna have a harder time doing that, and your body's gonna be annoyed about it. It's not gonna be doing it because it's happy. It's not gonna be getting stronger out of a place of like abundance. It's getting stronger out of a place of desperation because you're forcing it to in a headlock, forcing it to get stronger because, you know, as far as your body is concerned, you have been locked in a dungeon and you're being forced to do heavy labor, and it has to get stronger on less food in order to survive. And that is not conducive to recovery. So those are my thoughts, and I hope that that was helpful. Hello, if you made it to the end of this video, thank you so much. I wanted to post, edit, insert in an announcement that the Restore Your Fertility program, we are running this program all the time, but as of today, you know, regularly, but as of today, April 9th, it is open for enrollment. If you sign up within the first 48 hours, there's a few bonuses there too. This is our group coaching program that takes you from no period to period and ideally pregnancy within 10 weeks. Over 10 weeks, we will meet with you as a group. It's a small group, and it's very intimate, and you'll have an assigned coach as well. It'll be either myself, Ashley, or Mishi. We'll give you a custom protocol, and then as a group every week, we'll make sure we're making progress through it, working through it as a team. You'll get to see how other people are dealing with recovery and what challenges they have going on. You'll get to get the shared opinion of multiple coaches and all of the other women in the program too, get their advice and their help to help you move forward. So if you feel like a group setting to have that extra camaraderie and accountability would be really beneficial for you, this is a great program for you. And also, if just the cost of having a one-on-one coach is too much for you, this might be a really great option that helps you get a result really fast and maybe make some really solid online friendships along the way. Including myself, I would love to meet you and get to know you. So please head to our website page to learn more about it, the bonuses that you get, how to sign up. And if you're watching this another time later on, go check it out still and see when the next program is and what we're offering at that time. So that's thehasociety.com /restore-live and a link will be in the notes below. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that, maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my
favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.